Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 273, Do Your Job. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, if you're anything like me, you got into real estate for the opportunity. You didn't know how big, how complicated it was going to be, but you got in. And then you realize it's very complicated and there's a lot to learn. I can tell by you being here on the podcast, obviously you have a quest to learn and be a better agent. I'm surprised out there a lot of times, though, at what goes on. First off, we need to remember that as an agent, we got to start really raising that bar when it comes to sending buyers alone to open houses, doing open house only style listings without doing private showings, forcing accompanied showings, doing all these crazy different things instead of making sure we work with the client's best interest first. Now, some of you might argue accompanied showings are best for clients' interest. Some of you might argue it's not. Personally, I think people need to be able to talk shit about every single house, right? I think no matter what house they walk in, they need to be able to say it true and say it real. The good, the bad, and the ugly. By being there as a list agent and jamming it down their throat, everything good about the property, it just makes them want to puke. It makes them hate our industry. It makes you think, oh my God, this person is such a salesperson. Whereas I truly believe that if you bring the right buyer to a house, they're going to love the house for what it is. They're going to know the problems and see them as opportunities. They're going to know the differences and see them as things that maybe they could spend their money elsewhere. They're not going to look at it the same way as you look at it and just try to sell everything great. So get out of the way on those accompanied showings. But honestly, guys, do your job. Get all the questions answered. As a listing agent, field the things. Find out what school system, what kind of gas, oil, what's going on there? What do we have for the ability to get internet? What are the different opportunities the house has? Because when you go on a listing and you look at the listing online, you say, geez, I don't know what school system it is. Geez, I don't know how, is it first floor or second floor for that bedroom? Or I don't know the dimensions of that bedroom. Now, some of you might go out there and you hide behind this guise of, I don't want to get sued for things and everything like that. Is it buyer beware state? And yes, lawsuits can still happen, right? But I've never seen an opportunity like this so missed by so many agents to just dump it out, because guess who's looking? Other sellers, when they see weak listings, do they think they want their listing weak? Do you think they want old pictures? Do you think they want something that says highest and best due by a date that's already passed by? Do you think that they want that lack of attention that is out there? Now, it's surprising, right? Because there's plenty of us out there trying to find more work, trying to find more listings and stuff. And then you see some listings and you're like, why would they have chose that person? Well, as we narrow into this new world where mandatory buyer agreements come out, it's going to change the dynamic of real estate even further. What it probably means is a lot of the agents that are just scrapping by and not doing their job, they're not going to survive. So you need to think, how do I add value, whether working for a buyer or a seller? And ways to add value really are all over the place, right? It could be just something as simple as having a great network of professionals around you. Attorneys, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, excavation experts. Whatever you can possibly think of that your clients are going to need, you could be a source to help them get that information. Another way to do your job is to learn to really understand real estate so that when you're looking at something, you're not looking at it with the same brand new eyes as them. And for some of you, you're probably laughing here. And you go, who doesn't understand what? Well, the truth is, there's a lot of real estate agents out there that truly don't even look at things like, what does the town allow on that property? So they value the property without even having an understanding of what the potential future uses are. There's just so many examples of times where agents just jump online, they do a quick, wonder what this estimate is. I wonder what the Redfin estimate is. They do a quick little CMA in 5 minutes. They throw it together. They jump out there and they head out to the client. They put a property up. And the reason I say this is we're seeing all the time now property selling way at and above over asking price, right? And sometimes people are just using it as an accolade. And it's like, well, today I saw a property come up and it was listed at $389,000. Livable home in a great town. 3-bedroom. Where is that even slightly possible? That's not doing your job. It's wasting every single person's time. Put the 489 on there that was supposed to be, and then if you go 10K over asking or whatever, brag about it. But don't brag about 110K over asking when you don't price it correctly. our industry as a whole, guys, we really need to work together, right? We're under a lot of fire. We have all these different settlements and lawsuits and things going on. And the reason being is because there's a ton of slackbags out here roaming around in our industry. Bring up this level of professionalism and let's all say to ourselves, do your job, right? Let's get out there and really crush it. Let's get out there and make more commissions because we earn them. Let's not just take commissions, let's earn commissions, and let's really work with our clients' best interest first. I promise you guys, I can tell because you listen to the podcast, you understand, doing better will do you better. Don't just look to take money. Real estate's an industry where it's a long-term game. You're gonna have clients that make you a lot of money over time. Be patient, be willing, be educational. Be a guide, be a mentor, be everything you can be to your clients. Do your job, and I guarantee you have a future in this industry. No matter where it goes, whether buyer agency agreement disappears or listing agents disappear or any of these things, there'll always be things going on in real estate. Learn to just watch, be ready, be educated, and be valuable, and there'll always be a place for you. When it comes to spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, people will always want advice. People will always want an expert there to guide them on the correct way through the process and not to just go at it themselves. Guys, if you have any questions or you ever want some sort of information on a future episode, please just reach out to me, DM me, PM me, email me, whatever works best for you. I really appreciate all you listening. If you haven't already done so, pound that subscribe button, hit the notifications, as well as check out realfactsonrealestate.com where you can further discussion through our newsletter, through our Facebook group, and the blog. Thank you so much and have a great day.